The first question we have is, in your own words, what's the biggest pain, problem, or challenge that your company solves for your customers?
We are the Life Coach School, obviously. So we have two primary offers that we sell. We have a monthly membership program, which is kind of a personal development program that teaches clients how to coach themselves. So it teaches them how to manage their mind, figure out what they're thinking, control those thoughts to create the results that they want to achieve in their lives. So that's the first program. The other one is we have a coach certification program where we certify people who want to become a life coach. So those are the two main programs that we offer.
With regards to being able to systematize your company by documenting procedures, processes, or policies, what were the biggest pains, problems, or challenges that kept you up at night?
Because we all work remotely, it's been challenging to train new employees. We were finding that people had a lot of knowledge in their heads that wasn't documented. And so if an employee moved on to a new position or left our company or whatever, we found that like a lot of information was being dropped. So by implementing and documenting processes, it makes training new employees amazingly simple. If someone needs to leave, you know, the company for whatever reason, it just really helps that every single process in the business is documented.
What steps did you take in the past to solve the pains, problems, or challenges, and why did they not work?
What's been so interesting is the company has grown so quickly, revenue-wise, and that we've quickly diversified who's doing what. And so I guess we tried, you know, just the training someone through talking with them, meeting with them, all that kind of stuff. And there was one point where we hired a new person, and Brooke, the owner of the company, told his manager, like, you cannot communicate with him in any other way besides a video. And at that point, we started creating process videos, which is super helpful because then that information is repeatable, you know, without the manager having to take the time to teach it again. So that's how we very first started documenting processes, was with process videos. And that did help. And then now we've added written documentation as well. And we still link to all those process videos, but sometimes it's easier just to have a quick, you know, step-by-step process that you follow rather than every time watching a 5 or 10 minute process video. So that was kind of our first step in documenting processes, was videos. And we still use video, but we found that written is helpful as well.
How much did you spend in the past in your attempt to solve the pains, problems, and challenges?
I mean, the time of managers teaching the same concepts over and over and over is, you know, costly.
Before you solve the pains, problems, and challenges, what did a typical work day look like for you?
A lot of it was, you know, we do a lot of things that are routine that you kind of just get in the habit of knowing the process. But there are some things that happen maybe on a monthly basis or a quarterly basis that, because you don't do them repetitively, like, I would have to like refigure it out. So there have been cases where like I've documented my own process, and then when I have to go do that thing again, it's so helpful, even though I'm the one that created the process in the first place, to go look back through that. So it just really saves us time from having to like spend that brain energy figuring something out that's already been figured out.
And why did you want to systematize the company? What were you afraid of or worried would happen if you didn't solve the pains, problems, and challenges?
We've actually seen a lot of cases where our business is super fast paced. So a lot of employees honestly don't survive in the company. And we were just finding that employees were taking so much knowledge with them that wasn't passed on. And so that was our biggest problem, was like, why keep recreating the wheel when you don't need to?
And how did you hear about Sweet Process?
Brooke heard about it from somewhere. Yeah, she just one weekend, we were using Basecamp to document all of our processes. And one weekend, her and her husband were like, we're switching to this new program, Sweet Process, but I'm not sure where she heard about it. I know she was in a Sam Ovens Mastermind program, and I wonder if it was mentioned there because it was kind of around that same time, but I'm honestly not sure.
And were you initially skeptical about Sweet Process? And if so, why?
I personally was initially a little bit skeptical because we had previously been using Basecamp. Like, everything was documented. It seemed a little redundant to, like, why are we moving things that are already documented to a new platform, you know? Mm-hmm. But then the more that I used Sweet Process, I really did love the organization. It just made more sense the way that you can click through to different processes, organize the information. It's just a more usable format.
And I guess you kind of answered this, but what helped you overcome your skepticism?
Really just spending time in there and seeing the capability, and especially just the way that things can be organized. I love this, the numbered steps. Just, I think it just makes it more clear and makes the information more usable.
When you decided to sign up for Sweet Process, was anyone else at the company involved in making the decision? And was there anything else to the buying decision process?
Yeah, I didn't really decide. It was the owners of the company who decided. And
yeah,
they like to try new things. So I don't think it was really much went into the decision other than I heard about this thing. It's cool. Let's try it. And then we've decided that it works well for us.
And how exactly did you use Sweet Process to solve the pains, problems, and challenges you described earlier?
Like I mentioned, we started with documenting processes through video. So we have, you know, a page in Sweet Process that lists all of our process videos, but then we've documented every single product that we sell. So we use Sweet Process maybe in a little bit of a unique way because for each product that we sell, we have what we call our narrative. And that basically walks the customer from the very first time they hear about our company through purchasing the product, delivery of the product, follow-up if they leave the program. And so we document each product in a narrative, and then that narrative is in Sweet Process with documentation for every step that any employee needs to take to implement that piece of the narrative. Mm-hmm. So it's just been really helpful. It's almost kind of like a table of contents, you know, and then we can click through and just see exactly everything that needs to be done.
And what would you say are the most mind-blowing results that you or your company have gotten from using Sweet Process?
We like to think that we are a self-managing company, and Sweet Process is a huge part of that because everything is documented. We really highly value resourcefulness in our employees, and them being able to use Sweet Process, look up, you know, anything that they need to do and really figure things out on their own has saved us a ton of training time. It saves a lot of communication time because our customer support team can look up all the documentation and pretty much figure things out on their own without having to, you know, so that's probably been the most helpful piece of it.
Or not, you've solved the pains, problems, and challenges you described earlier by using Sweet Process. What does a typical workday look like for you?
Oh, boy. As an executive director, I have several people underneath me who I manage. And it's really Sweet Process is useful in that because as they're creating processes, you know, they document them, and we actually have kind of a 30, 60, and 90-day delegation process as we bring on a new employee, where for the first 30 days, they use our existing processes. We make sure that they can follow a process. Then the second 60 days, we allow them to create processes but not implement them without them being reviewed. Then the third portion of that from 60 to 90, once we know that they can create a process and follow it, we allow them to create their own processes. But as a manager, it's just really useful to be able to watch that progression. And just having everything documented, it really guides everybody's mindset around how we create processes, how we follow them, how we document them. And it just keeps our whole company really cohesive because there's that documentation that everyone can fall back on.
And what's the next big goal you want to achieve in your company?
Our goal is to make $100 million by 2028.